Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Celebrate our God-given freedom and faith while honoring our Blessed Mother with Ghirelli's USA Rosary. Each state is represented on this rosary's 50 beads. Red, white, and blue enamel adorn its patriotic crucifix. Get yours today. Shop www.ghirelli.com.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
Welcome to week five of our current series, We Dare to Say. I am grateful to my colleagues, Daniel and Brian, for stepping in to speak these past weeks. They've done a great job. It gives them a valuable opportunity to practice speaking publicly while providing me a break from speaking and you a break from me. One announcement, it's an important announcement. Grab one of these cards on your way out that our host ministers are handing out. It details upcoming changes in our weekend schedule, including new mass times and some additional children's programs. If you want to know the rationale, the reason behind these changes that we're doing a soft launch for this summer in preparation for the fall, check out my blog. It's nativitypastor.tv. Anyway, we've been looking at the words Jesus gave us in response to the request that his disciples made. Lord, teach us how to pray. His answer comes in iconic words for Christianity, the Lord's Prayer. The danger for us comes precisely in our familiarity with this prayer. So we've been taking these weeks of the summer season to slow down and look at each phrase, phrase by phrase, mining their richness and harnessing their power so that perhaps we might never pray this prayer again in exactly the same way. At the same time, as we make our way through this series, we're looking at this prayer as instruction for living, besides instruction for prayer. Because after all, this isn't just a formula, but a framework. They're not just words to pray by, but to live by. And the first words we looked at in this series are the first words of the prayer, Our Father. The astonishingly intimate introduction that Jesus invites us to use. And then the second week, we looked at that second phrase, Who art in heaven? And reflected on how God is sovereign and powerful and able to answer even bold, audacious kinds of prayer. And next, we looked at the third phrase, Hallowed be thy name. What does that mean? Well, we noted that Jesus taught us to first of all worship God before making our requests and petitions. Last week, we took some time to look at the fourth phrase, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In our worship, we seek God's kingdom, God's will, and God's way before our own. Today, we make our way into the final section of the prayer with the petition, Give us this day our daily bread. You know, one of the fundamental aspects of being a human being is that we have needs. We have physical, emotional, intellectual, relational needs. We have spiritual needs as well. You and I are, well, we're needy people. We're so needy that we often rush to our needs in prayer. Our needs become our motivation for prayer, perhaps even why we pray, and certainly what we pray about. And that's perfectly fine. But as we've seen over the past few weeks, the Father teaches us not to start with our needs, but to start with worship instead. We acknowledge God's goodness and greatness and our relationship to Him as sons and daughters. We acknowledge that first, and then and only then, in the context of our worship, do we turn to our needs. And we turn to our needs with this basic expression, "Give us this day our daily bread." Take as a whole, this phrase is the basic summary of the very many ways in which we are needy. But the phrase also provides three key insights into how the needs of Jesus' disciples can often be met. So we begin, first of all, with give. The word give reminds us that ultimately we cannot have or hold, produce a design. We cannot create anything entirely of our own initiative. Not entirely, anyway. Everything that you and I have in our lives, we receive in one form or another as gift from God in His gracious provision. The food on your table, the car in your driveway, the house you live in are all gifts from God. Maybe that offends you, especially if you've worked hard your whole life long and built a business or developed a career, and what you have, you've earned, it's yours. And I don't doubt your hard work for a moment, but all the hard work in the world doesn't change the basic disposition that we have before God, which is a receptive posture. Give. Give. Even your opportunities and abilities, your talent and times, your thought and insight are given by God. And while that idea might seem insulting or condescending, it's actually liberating. It's liberating to admit that all we have is gift. When we recognize that truth, we're actually seeing things as they really are, because we're acknowledging who we really are before God. Give. Give us this day our daily bread. A second insight. Our needs are met in community. You know, in the Our Father, a prayer as short as it is, plural pronouns, us and our, appear 9 times. Personal pronouns, I, me, and mine, are not used at all, not even once. We say, Our Father, not my Father. We say, Give us, not give me. Why? Well, whether you know it or not, you were not designed to worship God only on your own. And neither were you designed to try and meet your needs only on your own. You are first of all dependent upon God, and then inevitably on others. You need others to meet your emotional, relational, spiritual, and physical needs, and so do I. It's true in our culture, we celebrate people who can do things all by themselves. There's a show currently on the History Channel called Alone, and they drop people into the middle of nowhere and see how well they can do on their own, how long they can survive. And while their ingenuity and strength and perseverance are amazing, every one of the people on that show eventually need help from someone else. The truth is, we're not meant to meet our needs all on our own. God has created us for community. The Bear Grylls of the world are not exceptions, that are exceptions that prove the rule. And if you're thinking to yourself right now, I'll bet he doesn't watch any of those shows, you're right. But I have it on the best authority. God is a community of persons that loves and cares for one another. They're called the Trinity. And God is building a community of persons who love and care for one another. It's called the church. That's one reason why we're so big on small groups, because we want everyone in the parish to experience community and relationships in real, enriching, practical, and helpful ways. God wants to meet your needs through other people. He also wants you to help meet the needs of others. Ever notice God has not distributed his gifts evenly among his children? What's up with that? Well, he gives each of us different gifts, and he's made us that way so that we can complement one another. Our gifts are our gifts. That's why we say, give us this day our daily bread. The third insight is this. God meets our needs on a daily basis, day by day. We pray, give us this day our daily bread. That word, daily, it really stands out because it's the only time in the entire Bible this particular Greek word is used. In fact, this word actually baffled scholars and translators for centuries, because they couldn't figure it out. They couldn't find any record of it in any of the other ancient manuscripts. Neither could they find it anywhere in classical Greek literature. Until, that is, the 1940s, when the so-called Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. The Dead Sea Scrolls, ancient Jewish religious manuscripts found in caves in the Judean desert, which contained hundreds of fragments of the Bible, and in those fragments was this word, this strange word, daily. What they discovered about this word, it's a very specific word that refers very specifically to perishable food, essential food, critical food, not fancy food, not food for tomorrow or the time ahead, but one day at a time, life or death kind of food. For first century Christians, the need for daily bread was a daily consideration and often a daily worry. Most all of us don't worry about daily bread. We're lucky, we're blessed in that way. So why would we pray this prayer? Well, probably you don't worry about daily bread, but you have plenty of other critical daily worries. You worry about your kids. You worry about your aging parents. Maybe you worry about your health. You worry about money. You worry about your job, your spouse. Those kinds of considerations are right there. They're always there, day after day, daily. As human beings, we have the ability to imagine the future, to picture it, to plan for it, which is great. It's a great gift. The church we're sitting in right now is the fruit of the vision of so many generous parishioners who were able to see a different future. It's the ability to see the future that has led to space travel and improvements in medicine and technology, and the list goes on and on. There's nothing wrong with planning for the future. In fact, it's an important and critical thing to do. But the flip side of our ability to imagine the future is to worry about it. We're not only good at seeing a better future, we're also quite adept at casting a worse one. Some of us struggle with that, me among them. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus is not telling us not to dream about the future, but he is teaching us not to let the anxieties and worries about the future steal our present joy. We pray for God to give us this day our daily bread so that we're reminded to live in, to stay grounded in the present and not wander off into worry about the future. By praying the prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," we're reminded that we've got to come back again and again to our dependence upon God and our dependence upon one another. So, what's our application for the week ahead? Well, how about if this week you choose your own application? Just choose one of those insights to focus on in the coming week. Maybe for you this week, it's all about that give part. Give us this day our daily bread. Take some time in your quiet time to just be thankful for the things and the people in your life. Or maybe this week for you, it's all about the us and the our part. Because you know, you recognize that you're trying, you're always trying to meet your needs all alone and on your own. And this week, instead, maybe you reach out to a friend or family member, a member of your small group, or maybe you need a small group. We actually have a connection event this coming Thursday evening you can still get involved in and sign up for. Perfect opportunity to find out more about small groups. You can check it out on our website. Go to small groups and then events. For you, might be the flip side of that. You know someone else who is in need. You see someone who's struggling, and you're not sure if it was your place to help out. But through the course of this message, that person has come to mind. Maybe you feel a little nudge. Don't ignore it. Move in that person's direction this week. Or maybe this week, it's all about focusing on the daily part. You're filled with anxiety about the future. Maybe take a break from that and focus on today. Ask God, trust God to focus on your daily needs. This week, by all means, I encourage you in prayer. And I encourage you to use this prayer that God has given us, the Our Father. But maybe this week you could pray it differently. As we close, let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, our Father, help us to pray as we ought to pray. Help us to pray as you have taught us to pray. We recognize you as the source of all gifts and blessings. We declare our dependence on you to live our lives this day under your provision and protection, under your care and providence. And we make our prayer, as always, through Christ our Lord. Let's stand and sing together.
Well, thanks so much for being a part of our experience today, online community. And here we have our pastor and message deliverer to go a little deeper in the message.
Wow. Yeah. I was back in the saddle for the first time in weeks.
Weeks? How many weeks has it been?
Like 5 weeks, six
five,
weeks?
Five, six, yeah. It's
something
been a
like
while.
That. Yeah.
So give us this day our daily bread. I think, it's interesting. The first time we've really highlighted that, the community aspect, the us aspect of this prayer, that it's all done in that first person plural, right? Not singular.
Yeah, we don't think about that very often, but the us and the ours are repeated, and there's no me or mine or I in it at all.
At all, right. So it's good to reinforce and remember we're made for community, which you talked about small groups. Of course, online we have small groups as well.
We do have small groups online, and you can join a small group, and you can be a part of our small group connection experience this Thursday night.
Yeah. So I love having you guys connected in community. If you're interested in that, you can always go over to our website to learn more about our online groups. And, you know, the other thing that we've talked about through this series is how rich each of these phrases are in terms of their connections to other pieces of Scripture, right? We're even with this daily bread reference, we're referred back to, as you talked about a little bit, even the manna in the desert and bread and...
Sure, yeah. That the people of God in the experience of the Exodus received daily bread from the Lord, which was a precursor, of course, of the Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of daily bread underscores the value and importance in our Catholic community of the daily Eucharist.
Absolutely.
Daily Eucharistic celebration, which we have each day as well as Sunday.
Yeah. So lots of richness in this prayer that we could probably make it a much longer series if we wanted to.
I know it. Maybe we circle back around to it sometime.
Well, we're glad to have you and your word today.
We're glad to have you, Brian.
There you go. Well, we'll see you guys next week back here for week 6 of We Dare to Say. We're continuing in our series. And in the meantime, have a great week.
Have a great week.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com, for faith, fellowship, and love.